Guys, I'm not sure where this morning is going to go, but if you're okay, you are here. The doors are locked, so you can just as well. Let's just go with where the Holy Spirit goes this morning. Is that all right? We're going to have a good time together in His Word. And I want to encourage you to open up your heart and to hear what He has to say for you and what He has to say for His church. And you know, with His Word coming into our hearts, there's grace for us to obey that and to follow that and to walk in it. Right? There's grace in his words. There's power, right, in the name of Jesus Christ. And just as a remembering, in this season, we are really trusting the Lord that we will grow and express our love and the love of the Lord that He has poured out into our hearts through faith wherever we go. So you'll see the slogan and this t-shirt says sent. We're trusting the Lord that we will live as sent ones wherever we go. Doesn't matter where we live, where we work, but that we will truly be sent ones, right? We're not going to wait for the one day and think that sending and God's grace and God's purposes for our lives is somewhere there in the future. It is there, but it is there and it's here and it is now. So it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, we can live there as if Christ sent us here. That Jesus sent us to Wellington, that Jesus sent us to Paul, that He sent us to this valley for His purposes. Amen. So we're really trusting the Lord and we are going on a journey together as a house to just to figure this thing out and see how does it look like if we start living like a sent one and an ambassador of heaven wherever we go and wherever we work. Amen. This is exciting. This is just a journey. Everybody's going to grow in this. We're going to grow in this together and we're going to trust the Lord that wherever you are in your sphere of influence in work, wherever in society, that you will truly be the light there and the salt there, right? And carry the name of Jesus there. Amen? I don't know about you, that's we really need the Holy Spirit for that. I don't know, when I was working, you know, it's easy on a Sunday, but you get Monday morning and, you know, it's chaos at the office or on the farm or wherever. And then it is where it matters if we live as sent ones. Today, I'm going to speak about two things, and it's probably going to be interchangeable, and we're going to speak about God's kingdom and God's will for us. And I just sense that the Holy Spirit wants to bring the kingdom and His will closer to us, that we just grasp something about His kingdom, something about His will, as we pursue to live as a sent one wherever we work or, you know, whatever we do. Now, I think one of the biggest questions that most of us ask is, what is God's will for my life? Who here can, without a doubt and with full confidence, say that you know God's will for your life and that you are living in it? Okay, so you've come to a good Sunday, all right? It's a good Sunday for you, all right? It's a good Sunday for you. It's a big question, right? And we're going to pray right now because this is a big thing, right? And we're going to discuss it in a half an hour. It's a big thing. You know? Am I living in God's will? Right? I think whenever that question is asked, the first question that pops up in our heads is the following. Am I doing the right job? What work should I do? Where should I live and who should I marry? That's like the three. When we speak about God's will and am I in God's will, that, in general, those three questions pop up first. And I was like, Lord, this is such a big thing. How can we do it in 30 minutes? It's like, and the Holy Spirit said to me, and because I was like, this is complicated, this topic. And it just felt the Lord spoke to my heart and say, no, it's not. It is and it is not. Right? It is massive and it is not. There is something about His kingdom that we can grasp today, and there's something about His will that we can grasp today, that if you walk out those doors, that you can know that you are living in the will of the Father. Okay? Who would like that? Who would love to wake up tomorrow morning and just say, yes, I'm in God's will. I'm going to pursue that today. Right? In Jesus' name. Wouldn't that be awesome? Right? So, but we need prayer. Whoever you know that the Holy Spirit must birth this in our hearts and in our minds, okay? So we need prayer, all right? Is there somebody that needs prayer? If you need prayer for that, I want you to stand quickly. So if you want God's will revealed to you today, I want you to stand. All right. Family activity. Grab the guy next to you. Grab their hands. All right? Grab the hand of the person to the right and to your left. And we're going to be praying for one another now, right? And we're going to start with a person on your left-hand side. And you just pray that the Lord will bless that person, that He will reveal His will in their lives. And we just pray a renewal of minds, right? And a softness of heart, that we will receive what the Lord wants to give to the person on your left-hand side, right? Just pray that over him. So I just want to encourage the house. Let's start praying. Just pray for the guy on your left-hand side. Don't hold back. Go for it. Right? Pray over them. Pray that the Lord will show and reveal himself to them today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you that you say, if we ask you for bread, you will not give us a stone, Lord. Thank you for each heart that is asking to know your will, Lord. Thank you that you will reveal it, that you will show something of your will to each one of us today, Lord, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just proclaim over this house that no more uncertainty, no more wandering around, Lord, that we're gonna hit the mark on this, Lord. We're going to know your will in Jesus' name and walk in it, in Jesus' name. Lord, so we pray, Holy Spirit, will you revive our hearts to the purposes of the Father and Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, thank you that you brought a simple gospel, Lord, a gospel that children can understand, Lord, and that you ask childlike faith of each one of us, Lord. So, Father, we want to take our minds and our intellect and we want to submit it unto you and ask, Holy Spirit, will you come with the simplicity, Lord, to us in this day, Lord, in Jesus' name. With a childlike faith, Lord, renew a childlike faith, Lord, among us. Yes. To believe you, to believe what you have spoken, Lord, to believe what you are calling us to. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Right. Ooh, okay. That's good. You guys want to go and have coffee? It's good. We can stop it there. You can open up your Bibles in Matthew 6. We're gonna just go to two very simple passages in Matthew 6. We're going to go to verse 10 and verse 33 in Matthew 6 and just share a few thoughts around this and just sense what the Holy Spirit is wanting to say to us as a house today. And I just want to say, when it comes to God's kingdom and God's will, these two are inseparable from one another. As the kingdom comes, God's will is done. And as God's will is done, the kingdom comes. Right? Does that make sense? So these two are inseparable from one another. As the kingdom comes, we are compelled to do His will, and His will is done. Right? And as we do His will, the kingdom comes. Right? You all know this this verse in Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You all know this verse, right? This is like a loaded verse, right? He's speaking about, listen, don't worry about what you will wear, what you will eat. You worry about the kingdom. You seek that first, and the Lord will add the rest. But there's a reason why Jesus says to each one of us that we must seek His kingdom. When Adam and Eve lived on earth before sin entered the world, they lived in God's perfect will. Amen? They were in God's perfect will. Right? And one day came when they chose to disobey God. Amen? They chose to disobey God. And what happened in that moment is that they exalted the will of man above the will of God. Right? We call that sin. Right? So, ever since that day, humanity, we are live in a tension between the will of man and the will of God, right? And that is where we need to make choices. And I must tell you, the devil is great at bringing confusion around this area and bringing confusion to us every day that we're not sure if we live in God's will. We're not sure if there's purpose to our lives. So, over time, as these questions are not answered, we fall back into you just get into this rut. You know the rut. Just get up, go to work, do your thing, pay your bills, you know, whatever. You know, just go on with life. And I just sense that the Lord is awakening more to our lives than just doing the mundane. Amen. Because if I live a good scripture, it is an extraordinary life that we are called to live in Jesus Christ. But we live, each one of us live in this tension each day between the will of God and the will of man. What I want to do and what I know God wants for my life. Right? Isn't that amazing that Jesus, as he preached the gospel, to each one of us says, listen, you must come into the baptism of death with me so that I can raise you up to life. You must die to this world, pick up your cross and start living to me. By the blood of Jesus Christ, it is possible for each one of us to live fully aware again of God's will. And not aware of God's will, but to follow God's will, to live in his will. Right? That is what the cross and the blood of Jesus came to purchase for each one of us. He didn't come to purchase a mundane life for each one of us. He didn't purchase us so that we can put a basket over our lights. He didn't purchase us so that we won't be salt and have no influence where we live and where we work. Amen. He purchased us for a reason. For the purposes of Jesus Christ on this earth. Sorry. So he calls us to lay down our life. And as we come and as we are born again, we are awakened to the will of God. And not only awaken intellectually, but awaken also in the sense that we can follow it, that it is possible to walk as Jesus walked, to follow Jesus, and to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ wherever we go, right? So he calls us to seek. If you go and read the Gospels, what it is, Jesus mostly, he teaches about the kingdom. The parables, it is about the kingdom, right? How does the kingdom work? And he preaches and he teaches about the kingdom so that as we live on this earth, we may understand the principles of this kingdom. He says that we are not citizens of the world, but we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of his kingdom. And he calls us to live according to the principles of his kingdom. And by living the principles of the kingdom and the king, we look different than the world, because the world system, the way the world works, is totally opposite than the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen? We've got the spirit of the world, a way of doing things in this world, and then we've got the King and the Holy Spirit and the way the kingdom works. And we are called to live in the way that the kingdom works. And as we live in the ways of the kingdom, we look different. We become a light. We become hope. We become salt. We are ambassadors, not of this world, but of a different world that we've been born into. Amen? That's the good news. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he calls us to seek the kingdom. To know the kingdom, to know the principles of the kingdom. And not only to know them, but to live according to them. If you love me, you will do my commands, Jesus says. We're not called to look like this world. We are called to be different. You are called to do business differently. We are called to talk differently about our husbands and our wives. We are called to do our parenting differently. We are called to wake up in the morning with hope, because we belong to a living hope. The word of life has been spoken over us, and we can go and speak it over other people. And I just sense that for many of us, the zeal for the kingdom by just mundane life has smothered almost just a zeal for the kingdom. And a zeal for Jesus. And a zeal to see his kingdom come. Right? And the Lord has just been awakening my heart. Now, I'm around this because I'm very task-driven, okay? So, if I go shopping, I'm not there to talk to people. I'm there to get the shopping, get it done, and get out. Okay? And the Lord has just been awakening my heart that I miss so many divine encounters with him and other people. Because I'm so task-driven, I'm so caught up in what I must do now, that I almost shut him out and what he wants to do in me or through me wherever I go. Does that make sense? So he calls us to seek his kingdom, to know his kingdom. What does it mean to seek? Seek is like, it's a verb, it's action, right? It is to be continually absorbed in a search for something. It is a strenuous and a diligent effort to obtain something. Now, I'm not talking about works. What I'm talking is like to be before Jesus, say, Lord, I need you. I need to get this. I need to know your kingdom. And I want to know the principles of your kingdom. And I not only want to know them, but I want to live them. How does this practically look in my life, in my work, in my marriage? How does this look? What does it look like if I apply the principles of the kingdom? Okay, so it's not a works thing. It is a humbling ourselves before Jesus, say, Lord, I want you to come in. And you know what? The Lord, for me and you to live in the will of the Father, you need to surrender your will to Him. We cannot live in His will if my will is still, I'm going to do it my way type of thing, right? He calls us to seek His kingdom. What is the kingdom? It's the domain of the King to seek His kingdom. It is for each one of us to seek the rule and the power of God in our lives personally, in our families, and when we gather. It is to seek the Lord that He will fill us with His Holy Spirit and the Spirit of power so that the lost may be saved, the sick may be healed, the oppressed may be delivered. Amen? This is the gospel. And I've been confronted this last while with just, Lord, it's the power of the gospel in my life. And if it's not, I want it. I want it. Amen? I want to ask you, is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ manifest in your life? And if not, I pray the Holy Spirit right now begin a hunger in your heart to know that. The kingdom was never preached anywhere in the Bible without the sick being healed, the oppressed being delivered. There's something that the Holy Spirit does. And it's sometimes for each one of us, it is a scary place. And I don't know why I want to say this to us. Sometimes it's scary because we are not in control. Listen, if we want to live in the will of God, we must yield control. We must yield and say, Lord, you come, you do with me what you want to do with me. Are you willing to follow Jesus into spaces that you don't understand? Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all things, trust. Right? It's one thing to say it, but when these things manifest around you, it's a different story. Then we never, and I want to put this before you because I think the Lord is going to start moving among us in a miraculous ways and moving in your workplace in miraculous ways. And whenever that happens and you don't understand, right? At that, just take a moment and say, Lord, I'm not going to say no to this. I'm not going to lean into my understanding. I'm going to lean into you. And I'm going to trust you. Right? I might not understand, but that's okay. Amen? Is that good? So he asks us to continually be absorbed, to know his kingdom, and to know the righteousness of Jesus, the right standing of Jesus Christ before the Father, because his righteousness is now your righteousness. This will protect you from being condemned and feeling condemned all the time. It's to put on his righteousness, right? To keep yourself from worldliness and to share the love of Jesus Christ to the world around us. That is what it means to seek the kingdom and to seek his righteousness, right? So here's the thing. Has any one of you ever, you know, you were looking for something in the house and it was right in front of you? It was right in front of you. And your husband or your wife or whoever comes in like, what is the matter with you? You just didn't see it. I think it's the same way with God's will. I think it's right in front of us. I'm going to tell you why in a moment, but it's right in front of us. God's will for your life is right in front of you. Just many times we get so busy that we just don't see it. It's right in front of us. Okay? So these questions, you know, what work should I do? Where should I live? Who should I marry? I've got an answer for you for all those questions. Seek the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Okay? If you want to know where to work or if you're at the right place of your work, seek the kingdom. God will show you. Right? If you want to know who you should marry, seek the Lord. If you want to know where you should live, seek the Lord. But you see, we place these questions so high, these specifics, we place them so high that we only think that if these questions are answered, we can do the will of God. But I want to tell you that's a lie. God has got a general will, and then he's got a specific will. And it's the same with our callings. You've got a general call. Let's give you an example. We are all called to holiness. We are all called to bear the fruits of the Spirit. We are all called to make disciples. We are all called to advance the kingdom. Amen? I cannot say, yes, Heinrich is called to holiness, but I'm not really called to holiness. It's not my call. Not my thing. Okay? No. We are all called to that. But then specifically, Heinrich is called differently in specific areas, and I'm called in differently in specific other areas. Okay? So there's a general, and then there's specifics. We tend to get hung up on the specifics, and we neglect the general, and we think that the general will come when the specifics are answered. And I want to tell you, when the general is in place, the specifics will come. So you cannot wait until you at the right job to start seeking the kingdom of God, or if you're at the right married to the right person, then you're going to start seeking God's will and going to seek the kingdom. We keep it out there somewhere, and I'm going to tell you, it's close. It's here. It's right now. Don't wait for that. The way to your answer is through seeking the kingdom. Amen? He will give you all good things. So this is the answer. Do you want to know what you should do? Who you should marry? Where you should live? Seek the kingdom. God will show you. Huh? There's no 10-point plan. I cannot tell it to you. I don't want one person in this house to move to specifics because they think a man told them to do that. Let me tell you something. You move because of conviction. And because it's God has spoken this to you, you receive this word. Witnesses has confirmed the word in your life. That is why, and then you move. Right? I've seen this. I've seen this in ministry. I've seen people going to ministry training because a pastor told them they think it's a good idea for them to go, but they didn't have a specific word, and not one of those men or women are in ministry anymore. Because a word of a man will never be enough to carry you through when the hard times come, right? It will never be enough. It will only be enough when you have the word of Christ, and it's only his word in your heart that ignites faith for you actually to walk and to go. Amen? To start moving. Now, I want to throw in some caution here when seeking the kingdom. I never seek the kingdom for my own benefits. So listen, the kingdom has many benefits, okay? But it's not a means to an end for me. I don't seek the kingdom for what I can get out of it. Amen? I don't seek the kingdom for its rewards to get rich or to get, you know, a nice house. Or I don't seek the kingdom for eternal rewards even. Although I will have eternal rewards, I don't seek. That's not my motivation. I seek the kingdom because I love the King of the kingdom. I love Jesus. That is why I seek. I'm seeking after him. I'm following him. Amen? If we want to know how that looks like for each one of us, we should study the life of Jesus Christ. He is the blueprint for each one of us. He is the blueprint for how it looks like for us to live in the will of God, to see the kingdom come. Is that good? Everybody okay? All right? So there's some misconceptions when it comes to God's will. People think it's hard to figure out. It's not. Okay? God's will very, very seldomly is fully revealed instantly. Okay? It's very seldomly revealed instantly. Okay? God's will is always revealed in such a way that we are called to trust him. Okay? And what God calls you to, right, might be scary. If God's call scares you, you know, say, hallelujah, I'm in the right place. Okay. I love the song that we sing, You Make Me Brave. It feels to me like a prophetic declaration over this next season that we did not receive a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, actually to do the will of God. Not only to know it, but to do it and to walk in it. Amen? Here's another misconception about God's will. Not every one of us is called into full-time ministry. That is not God's will for everybody. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Lord is wanting ambassadors in every sphere of life. Not only here, but out there. Your call will not... Very few is called to full-time ministry, so you're called maybe outside to be an engineer, to be in the business world, whatever it might be. God's call for your life is out there so that you can be an ambassador. Does that make sense? To influence life there. So God has got a standard will and He's got a specific will. What does it mean? And just for illustration's sake, God's standard will is what God has already revealed to us in Scripture. And then God's specific will answers the questions, where should I live, what jobs should I do, who should I marry, what should I go and study, all those questions, those specifics, okay? If you want to know the answers to that, you seek first the kingdom, right? And you will get the answers to those. Now, I want to just say, both of these are important. The general is important and the specific is important. All right? But the specifics should not come first. The general should come first. Okay? What has the Lord already revealed to us in Scripture? That we should love Him. That we should love one another. That we should make disciples. Proclaim the kingdom. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Free the oppressed. That is God's will. What is God's will? God's will is that everyone on this earth might be saved. That is His revealed will. And the sobering moment for me came like, am I doing this? Am I pursuing this? Right? You're getting this? So it's not a condemnation thing. I'm just hearing the call of the Lord to us as a house, saying, are we walking in this? And we're going to grow in this. Amen? That you're going to be healing the sick. And saying it's Jesus. So I'm okay. Huh? We all, the body of Jesus Christ, share a calling. Okay? It's almost like a battleship, right? On this battleship, the battleship has got a mission. Amen? And on that battleship is many people. And all of them has different roles to play on the ship. And each one must play their role so that the battleship completes its mission and its call. And the church works exactly the same way. The will of God for your life and the call of the Lord for your life will be connected to the mission of Jesus Christ. It will be connected to the purposes of God. Many people want the call of the Lord and they want them to work in a certain area or whatever it might be, but they don't want to do it for His purposes. And He will hold back that because He wants us to be connected to His purposes. To His call. Does that make sense to you? And it's only then God says He will work all things together for good for those who love Him and His call to His purposes. So you must understand that our call and God's will for our life, if it is general or specific, is always connected to the will of God to see this earth, right, come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. When will the end come? When the whole earth, when the gospel of the kingdom has been proclaimed to the whole earth. That is our call, to seek first the kingdom and to make sure the kingdom is proclaimed. And when the kingdom is proclaimed and everybody has heard the kingdom, then the end will come. The end of time is in the hands of the church. Isn't that exciting? Huh? Are you guys all right? Am I making sense? Okay. Right? So Jesus teaches us how to pray and we've coined this prayer, the Lord's Prayer. It's not the Lord's Prayer. I think if we want to coin something in the Lord's Prayer, we can coin John 17 as the Lord's Prayer. But this is, Jesus comes and He teaches us how to pray. He teaches His disciples and us, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what He's saying is, may your kingdom move towards or happen to the earth. May your will be done. May your will come into existence on the earth. The kingdom of God is, it is now and it is yet to come, all right? There's a plan for the fullness of time that the Lord will bring all things under Him and God will be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, Habakkuk 2:14 says, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen? This time will come. But our call as the church, it's connected to one another. It's connected to advance the kingdom of God on this earth. Right? Isn't that exciting? Okay? So you know the will of God. I think we just don't realize it always. Be the salt. Be the light. Love people. Pray for them. Pray for the sick. You know, if you get an unction, somebody at work just to say, yes, man, I want to back you, I want to help you, I want to pray for you, whatever. You're doing the will of the Father. If we start doing that, we come into the will of the Lord. Isn't that exciting? He will bring the specifics. You don't have to worry about that. He will get you at the right place. You will marry the right person. You will do the right job. But don't get hung up on those specifics and think you will do the general when you get the specifics. See God's kingdom when you get the specifics. Seek His kingdom right now. This is kingdom principle. If we take what we know and we apply and we are faithful stewards with what we know, what does Jesus do? He gives us more, right? We want the end result without being faithful with the little we get. And then we get mad at the Lord because we're not getting where we want to be. Does that make sense? I'm going to tell you guys, if we start applying this, go and see God's will, it's general. Man, I'm going to tell you, life is going to be flowing into your heart. It's more blessed to give than to receive. He who waters will be watered himself. Man, if you just be that, be the kingdom, be the light, be the salt, whoa, there's going to be a fulfilling in your hearts, in our hearts. Say, Lord, I'm in your will. I'm doing your will. There is a faith that pleases the Father, and I'm walking in it because I'm pursuing this, right? And I'm going to tell you, sometimes I get it right and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel the unctioning of the Lord to go and pray for somebody, and I'm just, like the one guy said in the movie, Christ in you, I'm just too chicken to go, okay? I go behind the wall and I psych myself up and then I walk past and it's like, no. It's... Okay, so I'm growing in this. Right? And I'm trusting the Lord that I will grow even more and become more bold. But every time that happens, I know what is on the line. My name, my reputation, what the world will think of me. And I'm like, Jesus, let's just die to this world and what people think to about us. Right? Can I get an amen? At least one. Thank you. Okay. So we share God's will, we share His mission, and it looks differently for each one of us. And we are called to advance the kingdom of the Lord to such an extent that Jesus says, there's one thing I want you to seek, and that is the kingdom. You seek it first. You seek that first, right? I'm going to throw this picture of that pyramid on the screen. I don't know if you've ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. He was a psychologist, and he said in worldly terms now that every human being on this earth has needs, right? And as the one set of needs are met, you can go on to the next set of needs. So he said the first one is physical, right? Oxygen, water, food, you need that. When that is ticked, and you've got like, yes, I've got it. The next need of humanity is security, safety, shelter, stability. If that is in place, then we can start being social. Then I go to the space where I need love and I want to belong, right? And then when that is in place, right, self-esteem and those type of stuff comes. And then only when that is in place, this is worldly terms saying self-actualization. That is where creativity and faith and these things start sparking out of, right? So the problem with this thing then is, so it says that if my security is not in place, then all the rest above that crumbles and I won't be able to live in it or pursue that. It's like being primitive almost and going into survival mode. All I want is my safety. And when my safety is in place, then I can go on again and grow in the Lord. Now, this in worldly terms. Now, Jesus, He did this with this thing. This is the first picture is the picture of the world, Right? This is the teaching of the kingdom in Jesus. Jesus says, listen, you don't worry about that first. You seek first my kingdom, and all the rest will be added unto you. You don't seek your security first or your safety first. You seek me as first priority. Right? May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will and God's kingdom inseparable from one another. As the kingdom comes, his will be done. As his will is done, the kingdom will come. Right? What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, joy, and peace. Man, I love it. In the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is in the Spirit. Jesus said this, the kingdom is in you. You carry the kingdom of God wherever you go. To be a light, to be salt, to be this. This is your call, and this is the will of the Lord. So if we walk out of this place today, it is to know that the Lord is with us, that we are in his will, and we're going to pursue his will, we're going to pursue his kingdom. We know the general will of the Lord, but we are going to pursue the general will, what God has already revealed to us in Scripture. We're going to be pursued to be faithful in this. And man, I'm telling you, God will not only bring the specifics when that is in place. It's an intertwined thing. God will bring you specifics as he chooses. But don't you worry about the specifics. He will sort out the specifics. Stop worrying if you're at the right job. You are at a job. Praise the Lord for that and be the light there. Amen? Okay? You've been sent to Wellington. Okay? So don't ever think you're in the wrong place. Okay? In the promised land. Amen? That's revelation to some of you. Okay, stop wanting to go to another place. You're here now. So just make the best of being here now. Amen? Is that good? The Lord is asking one thing of us. The surrender of our will to walk in his will. That's all. Is that good? Can we stand together? We're going to end off. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, that your call went out to say, you seek first the kingdom. And Lord, we are so in need of your spirit to seek your kingdom, to grab a hold of our hearts, Lord, to ignite again a passion for you, a zeal for your house, for your kingdom, and for your will, Lord. To walk in it, to be obedient to it, Jesus. We are so in need of you, Lord. We are so in need of you. Lord, thank you that you have revealed your will. That your heart is for a dying world to come to you. That you look at this world, Lord, and you say the harvest is ready and it is plentiful. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out harvesters, Lord. Lord, so we want to thank you for awakening to the will of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you were the perfect will of the Lord upon this earth. And that you filled us with your Spirit, the same Spirit that led you, empowered you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Thank you, Lord, that you give your Spirit to empower us, Lord. To know your will, Lord. Lord, thank you that you came to this earth, Jesus, to reveal the will of the Father. To reveal the mystery of the gospel. That we might know and that we might walk in it, Lord. That we might know it and walk in it, Lord. Father, thank you that you have laid foundations of love, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that our faith will be expressed through love, Lord, as we walk out today. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your kingdom. We thank you for your will. Thank you that it's not far off, but it's near. It is close. It is here. It is with us. Lord, I just want to speak a changing of season and a changing of our minds, Lord. That tomorrow morning, we will wake up knowing that we know the will of the Lord. We know the will of Jesus. And we're going to walk in it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we want to grow with you, Holy Spirit. And we're going to say no to any condemnation from the past. We're going to stop asking you to be with us. We're going to start thanking you that you are with us, Lord. And go out and live as if you are with us, Lord. And Father, thank you that when we might miss it in a word of knowledge or whatever it might be, Father, I pray that your love in our hearts will overflow to such an extent that whoever we encounter, Lord, will be loved and just experience you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you spoke a better word. Thank you that we are called to be your ambassadors, Lord. Light in a dark world, salt, Lord, to this earth. Father, I thank you for the impact that this house can have in Wellington and Paul and on this valley, Lord, by encountering one person a day. And Lord, we know you are asking us for our will, Lord. And you're asking us for our surrender. Listen to me, guys. Faith does not come through us doing more. Faith comes from us surrendering. It grows out of our surrender to Jesus Christ. And I just sense the Holy Spirit is asking me this morning, where are we standing at with His kingdom and His will and with your will? And I just sense there's some of us that's hungry to say, Lord, I want to walk in this. I want to walk in your will. I want to seek your kingdom first. And you're just stuck in a rut and you just don't know how to get out of that. And I just want to ask you to come forward and we're going to just have time. Just want to come out to the front and I just want you to have just time with Jesus. You come before Jesus and you just say to him, where are you at with his kingdom? I believe there's repentance needed on our behalf. That other things take first importance. Maybe not his kingdom. But I'm telling you, the reason why the Holy Spirit is bringing this up is not to condemn in any one of us, but it is to give us grace so that we can do it. So we can follow him and seek him first. So I just want to, man, if you've got a hunger to walk in the will of the Lord, I want to come forward. You're going to spend time. You just come forward and you just spend time with Jesus. You know where you are at. You know what's going on in your thoughts. Jesus knows. So you just come and you just kneel before him. And I just sense that the Holy Spirit is just calling us today to a place of surrender. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Send me. Lord, I've got very little in my hands, but here I am. Send me. And the worship band's going to lead us into worship. And you just spend time with Jesus. You know where you are at. But if you are hungry to walk in his will and just hungry to see his kingdom come in your life, hungry for him to break through at work and in your marriage, just sense that some of our marriages that really need Jesus to come in. Come on, guys. The Lord is calling us with a childlike faith. Come after me. He's with you. He's with us. Wow. And the gospel is good news. It is good news to us. And we've got the privilege to go out and live it. To live in the will of the Father, totally connected with him. Lord, I just want to right now in the name of Jesus, bind the lies that flood our minds that we cannot know your will. That is too great for us to comprehend. We bind that, Lord, and we loose now the simplicity and the childlike faith to know you and to follow you. Thank you, Lord, that you used fishermen, Lord. And God, we want to come before you and say that our intellect, we submit it unto you. Father, thank you that our spirits, oh Lord, our spirits can know much more than our physical mind can. Just put it subject to you and to your will, Jesus. Father, in our prayer as a house this morning is may your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven so that the Father may be glorified in and through us. Lord, I pray for grace that we can choose your will above our own, Lord. Father, I pray for a tipping of the scale almost, Lord. And that tension just to break, Lord. Thank you for your will. Thank you that it's possible by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Guys, I just want to pray a blessing over this house. And the worship team is going to lead us into some worship. And Just spend time with Jesus. You know where you're at, right? And I strongly believe this word is for us so that the Lord is, because He's wanting us to walk in it. He's wanting us to walk in His will, right? He came so that we can be set free from the bondage of sin, so that we might discern His will and to walk in it. Amen. So Lord, we just thank You for this day. We thank You for this moment, Lord. We thank You for Your word, Father God. Lord, thank You that as You spoke this to us, Lord, that it is possible to know Your will and to walk in it, Lord. So we just want to bless Your name, Jesus. Lord, we just want to declare before You that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by Your Spirit, Lord, that we are able to follow You and walk in Your footsteps and do Your works, Lord, as You call us, Lord. Father, I want to thank You for every person here, their call on their lives, Lord, and the will that You have for them, Lord. I pray for every eye to see, every ear to hear, and every heart to perceive, Lord, that we will see it, that we will walk in it, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask, Lord, that You will once again just come and breathe over the coals of our hearts, Lord, and ignite a passion for Your name, Lord, a passion for the gospel, Lord, a sense of purpose, Lord, for each one that has lived in a place where they didn't know what is the purposes of the Lord for my life. Father, thank You that You reveal it, Lord. You want this world to be saved. You want the sick to be healed, Lord. You want us to love the world around us, Lord. To interact, to be a light, Lord. To be salt, Father God. Thank You for Your will, Lord. That this is Your will. Lord, ignite again the purposes, Lord. That we will live with purpose, eternal purpose. Oh, Lord, I pray for every eye to look up again to You, Jesus Christ. For faith to arise in hearts, Lord. For passion to arise in hearts, Lord. For hope to arise in hearts again, Lord. Say, what we do today is not in vain. It's not for nothing. But if we do it unto the Lord, we do it as worship, Lord. And it echoes into eternity. Lord, and that You take even the little bit that we have to give and You can do the miraculous with that, Lord. Lord, Jesus, we thank You that You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. And we climb out of being condemned that we do not have enough faith, Lord. Thank You that when You speak to us, there's enough faith in those words, Lord, to accomplish, Lord. That we will say, as Peter and John said, why do people look at us as if we did this miracle? Or as if we love these people? It is Jesus Christ. And it's by Your name, Lord. Father, we want to repent today of thinking that we've made this about us. And our lives. And what we want and do not want to do in this world, Lord. Father, thank You that we can surrender our wills to Your will. Die to our own to live according to Your will. To live alive to You, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, thank You that You're speaking the word of life over us, Lord. The word that makes us come alive in the inside, Lord. To our spirits. Lord, I just want to speak to our souls right now. Our thoughts. Our will and our emotion. In Jesus' name, be subject to Christ. Every thought of condemnation to be quiet right now. Amen. And the voice of Jesus Christ to be heard again. Some of us, we hear the enemy way too much. Way too much. So the Lord's voice is way better. He's way better. Right? His word brings life. Lord, we thank You for life and life in abundance. Thank You for freedom. Jesus Christ, thank You for Your blood, Lord. For what You've purchased for each one of us. To live according to the purposes of Your will. In Jesus' name, Lord. And today, we just want to say over this house that this is a new day. It is the day of salvation, Lord. That none of us will walk out of here the same as we came in. Thank You that we can know Your will. Thank You that we can walk in Your will, Lord. Father, I pray that You will come to us even at night with dreams and visions, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for the spirit of revelation to be over our hearts, Lord, and our minds, that we may know You and the power of Your resurrection and not love our lives unto death, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, that You are with us, that You will guide us in this, Lord. Awaken our hearts to Your purposes, Lord. And Lord, today we want to go out of here in Your name, and I want to send every man, woman, child, whoever it might be in Your name, to go out in Your name and to live as a sent one in Jesus' name. So the worship team is just going to guide us into worship, and I just want to encourage you, if you're in front, if you want to go and drink coffee, you're more than welcome to do it. For guys, if you want to just stay behind, just spend time with Jesus, you know where you are at. Bring your hunger before Him. I just sense He pours out again waters, streams of living water over the desert, over those who are thirsty. But He's wanting us to come and ask for it. And if we ask for bread, He will not give you a stone. He will give you what you ask for. He will give you of His Spirit. We are called to partake. We are called to partake. We are called to partake. To taste and to see. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.